For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The midterm elections are rapidly approaching. The filing period for candidates is underway, and Craig K. County Clerk Kate Holliday expects 2018 to be an active election year.
You've got a gubernatorial race as well as a gubernatorial primary on the Republican side. You're going to have a contested race in U.S. House District 1, which covers all of Craighead County. You got a lot of different state offices that are going to be contested in the primary as well as November. So I really think that we're going to have quite a bit of engagement during the cycle, and it should be a good time.
Holliday says some key changes to voting in Craighead County could take place in time for voting in November. The first change has to do with providing information to voters to their phones.
It'll be kind of where you can text in the keyword, and we'll actually be sending out information on that about when early vote actually starts, when the last day to register to vote is, when the actual election day is, and what the hours are, and try to send people to the correct websites to be able to see a sample ballot that they'll be able to vote on, to double check their registration to make sure they're at the right address and don't need to update anything, and try to get information about everything that's going to actually be in that election cycle.
The second change could include new voting machines. Holliday says the current machines are about 14 years old and need to be replaced. He says the state of Arkansas is trying to get new machines to every county in time for November.
Due to budgetary restraints at the state level, the matching funds that we thought we were going to get were not available. However, during fiscal session, which is happening right now in the legislature, they do have a couple of measures that they're going to be voting on that would fund those machines for the remainder of the state. And we're real hopeful that they will go ahead and do that, because it is it's a step for them to help ensure democracy. And those machines will be a great asset for the entire county as well as the entire state.
The final change would involve polling central centers, where voters could go anywhere in the county to vote.
The option to look at moving to vote centers versus having polling places. So you'd still have your traditional polling place, but like, let's say, for instance, you got called to go down to Little Rock to cover something, but you hadn't voted yet. You could stop in Cash or maybe Walnut Street Baptist Church on your way out of town and cast your ballot for wherever in the entire county. It would basically transform every election site into something similar to like early vote, where you can cast your ballot at any location versus having to go to a specific location.
And this is Kate Holliday. For more local information on the election season during the campaign filing period or any time during this year, you can go to our website at kasu.org, where that information will be updated on a daily basis. The primary elections will be held May 22nd across the state. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.